In Northwest News on KPLU, there's so much construction underway in the Puget Sound region right now, but it's easy to forget that the workers face significant safety risks. One of those risks comes from small sand particles known as silica that can lodge in workers' lungs. As KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains, one local health expert says he's glad a tougher rule on silica exposure is set to take effect.
It's taken more than 40 years for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to issue a tougher rule on how much silica exposure is allowed to happen at work sites.
I think it's way overdue.
Noah Satius is a professor of occupational hygiene at the University of Washington School of Public Health. He's done epidemiological studies on exposure to silica. When workers cut or grind concrete or stone, they can inhale tiny silica particles floating in the air.
The crystalline nature of the particles causes a biological reaction that induces scarring in the lungs called silicosis. But more recently, the evidence for it's causing lung cancer has accumulated to the point now where it's an accepted human carcinogen.
Business leaders testified at a recent House subcommittee hearing in Washington, D.C. They said it will be hugely expensive for companies to comply with the new silica exposure rule. One of them urged Congress to stop it. The rule will take effect in June, and different industries will have different timeframes for complying. OSHA estimates the new rule will save more than 600 lives annually. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.